Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Online. On the app.
Check out the Jeff Buchanan After the Show on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
And welcome in the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey. 1-800-827-GARY. 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 Or text Gary to 797979, okay, 3 7 9s, and you will get a what we call a guided meditation,
right?
That that will come straight to your phone. And I got to be honest with you, it's a bit of a shock how many people will mention that they've done that and how well it's worked for them.
Okay.
That they've just gone, hey, thanks for telling me about that. This has been really cool. It's just one of those kind of, it's one of those funky things. And it'll just come out of nowhere. Hey, man, great to see you. Yeah, my kids, we came to Toy Drive. And by the way, I did that guided meditation. Oh, it's amazing. And that's the part that I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And just, and it blows me away.
That's great.
So, all right. Let's jump to the phones here first. Yeah, let's get Ashley in. So,
hello.
Hi, Ash. So,
Hello. This
you've been dating the guy for 2 years.
Yes.
A little bit rocky.
Yeah, we actually dated for a few months long distance, and then we broke up for 2 years, got back together, and now we live together, but it was still really rocky, broke up a couple times, and I'm ready for the ring, but he is pretty gun-shy about it, and I'm just worried, am I wasting my time waiting for it? Am I really holding out for what I feel is the real deal?
Define, help just to paint this picture a little bit. Define rocky. Why is it rocky?
We broke up a couple times again while living together because I just didn't know if it was right or not, and I couldn't trust my instincts, I guess. I don't really know how to explain it, and I keep feeling like I'm waiting for the ring, and I feel like he's the one, but if he doesn't see that, is he not the right one, and why is he so gun-shy?
I'm going to ask, please know that I ask this from a place of love. I really do.
Absolutely.
I would stand in front of you and hold both your hands while I ask you this question. And just so understand where I'm coming from with this. Do you listen to the show a lot? Like, do we know each
yes.
other? Okay.
Yes.
So, okay, I'm going to ask you this. Are you crazy?
Yes.
Like, are you nuts?
All women are crazy, right?
No,
you know,
I never say that. I never say that. But are you a little crazy?
Yeah, I'll give you that. I just say that.
I love you. I love you for admitting it. Kayla has a follow-up question.
I just want to know, financially, is he stable?
Ooh, you know what? The thing is he does hate his job. We're financially stable, but he does hate his job a lot.
And Jen's looking at me like it's...
Yeah, because Kayla wants a P&L for every... She wants a profit and loss statement for everybody.
No.
I want to make sure...
It's more of...
I respect that.
It's more of the gun-shy thing that he's scared to... I've heard from several people that they don't want to buy a ring because they want to be financially stable.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was just a quick, easy thing or if this... Obviously,
solid
we need Gary
work.
For this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we got a puppy together and he wants to sell one of his bikes to get me a jet ski. So I feel like we're pretty solid.
Yes, you
I
are.
I just want to make sure I'm at... I just feel like I'm waiting for the real thing. Like, I know I'm waiting for it, and it's going to happen, and I'm not wasting my time.
Yeah, we should have just pulled you out of this segment and put you into our own.
Wait. You want a jet ski or a wedding ring? Pick one.
Yeah, decide.
I want the proposal on the jet ski.
Yes. Good job.
Among other things, because crazy in the head, crazy on the jet ski.
Of course.
You know what I'm
yes.
saying. Yeah. You know what I'm saying. I would. Hey, Gary, are you still there?
Hello.
You're so
yeah.
funny.
Would you like to jump in on this?
Yeah, I would. You know, here's what you guys basically have beat it around until you figured it out. I think that you really get. He gets to the point where he's 94% there to say, "Will you marry me? I would love to spend the rest of my life with you, and I see you going psycho and throwing a fit and freaking him out, and he's thinking, there's no way I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this crazy. You see? And so you, Chet, actually did figure it out or got a vision of it, but that's what you're doing. So if you can
stop flipping,
well,
no, I love you her can, so you can, much.
Yeah, but you're holding on to your dysfunctional head, and so and that's what you'll have at the end of the day is that instead of having a great relationship. I think this guy's a superstar. I think he's loving, he's kind, he likes things to run along level. He don't like a big flip out. He likes everything to just be nice, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, you're used to having flip outs with everything and everybody you've dealt with in your entire lifetime, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, do you want to? Why don't you get off that ride and just get on his ride? And I see he'll marry you. I see you on. I get the vision of the front porch and the rocking chairs when you're old, and that means you would stay together forever. But you got to quit. You already have a deal. You got to quit demanding a deal of the whole marry me. You sorry, you know, blank blank blank, and so and then he will marry you. And he'll also stay with you for the rest of your life and the rest of his. So that's a really good place to be. You already have a deal, but you're running the deal off every time it's about to really become solid. It's not him, it's you.
And let me guess, you're worried about running him off, or you're worried about him running off, so you're running him off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
but you've always been with idiots, right? Total idiots.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you're just beating him to death with your idiots. Stop it.
And
so I'm gonna, but I get. I know means I'm in denial. So you're in denial, like a 400%. And so I'm gonna pop you out of that. Now notice how warm you got in your head. Your sinuses opening. Your feet are tingly. You feel all that. Really got warm. And say, there we go. And you had a ton of demons, you know, around you that were just beating you to death. And now then you feel really light in your head. Feel the difference?
And absolutely.
Okay, honey, you're going to be okay, and just be who you are, not who other people are. You know, be who you are. Don't be your mom. Don't be your family members. Be yourself. I've got you straightened out. See how your face feels warm now?
Yes.
Okay, you're good. Be nice to your guy. Don't run him off. You won't find another one like him.
Oh, I know. He's a poor guy.
Jesus. You're the best.
Beautiful. I respect your time, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And good luck. Good luck with that.
Call more.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. Good luck.
No, it's hard to keep the demons leashed. We get it. We totally get it. Yeah, you'll be great.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. You got it. You really got it. You feel different now. Think of it now. Look how how you feel. Okay, there we go. Got it.
Thank you.
I'm no psychic, but I literally had the vision of Daenerys Targaryen with the dragons. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to hold them back, and they're like, just let me out, man. And she's like, no, I need you to go do stuff for me. And oh, God, Chrissy, we'll get to you in a second. I got to be honest with you. Chrissy, I am getting the sense that Chrissy might be one of the more dramatic calls that we've had in a long, long time.
Goodness.
It's certainly one of the most unique.
Oh,
We just don't get this. We don't get this very often. Oh, Christine, we do hear this. I got a buddy that's in the same spot as you are in another city. You're doing real estate?
Yes, I am.
It's hard right now, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It says here on the screen that you're feeling stuck and undervalued.
Absolutely.
Why is this?
Yeah, I've been looking to move on and nothing's really panned out. So I'm just wondering if I should just kind of suck it up and stick it out where I'm at. Or if I should continue trying to move on, or maybe even relocate at this point.
Well, I don't think relocate, but I think that you're going to do really, really well, is what I see. You have a hard time trusting that comes from childhood traumas. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. What are those? You got big childhood traumas that are crazy. What does that mean?
I really, my whole life had a problem trusting people, so that's not really news to me.
Okay, we'll see. I feel like if you hang out, I do see another job position opening up for you because you're where you are, and I do see you changing, but not right this minute. And to run out of the city and go somewhere else is just running somewhere else with the same problems. And so but I just, I'm pulling these old traumas off of you, and there we go, I just did. And I see a new heart going into you, like a, spiritually speaking. So you've got a lot of spiritual gifts. You're really a very spiritually gifted person that got really beat down as a kid. And so, and that does make sense, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, there we go. Now look how you got light all over. See, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's see you doing well. Hang out where you are for a minute until the opportunity comes.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Cool.
Good luck to you.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, no worries. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Thank you.
It's tough. Yeah, my buddy who's in real estate, it's just beating him to death right now.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just beating him to death. So, Chrissy, all of a sudden, for half a second, I went, because I thought when Gary started talking to Christine about childhood traumas, and I was like, whoa, did we get the lines crossed? What happened here?
But I felt the same thing.
Yeah, were you like, oh my God, am I supposed to be talking? So,
yeah, I kind of felt like he was speaking to me through her at the same time, though.
Okay, so you also had childhood, you had a traumatic childhood.
Yes.
What happened?
When I was 5, I was kidnapped. It was a local thing. I don't remember exactly a lot what happened when they got me, but I remember they were trying to drive me around and get me to tell them where I went. And for the longest time, I couldn't, tell them until 12 years later when I was 17. My mom and I were driving past this church and it just hit me like a Lifetime movie flashback and everything came rushing back to me. We ended up catching the guy.
Oh, and you said they were driving you around. So how long were you, God, away, abducted?
I was gone for 4.5, maybe 5 hours.
Oh, okay. And then did they just let you off? Did they let you out?
When he was done doing what he did to me, he dropped me off and told me that to go to the store and this guy would help me. And I didn't go to the door that he told me to. Obviously, I was terrified. There was
no
way I was going to him. Yeah, so I went to some random door, and this really nice guy had a knock for a long time because he didn't answer. But this really nice guy ended up answering the door and walked me across the street where there was a fire truck getting gas or whatever, and they happened to be on the radios with my mom, who was reporting me missing at the same time. So
Jesus,
we ended up meeting at Sunrise Hospital.
How long ago was this?
21 years ago now.
And they caught the guy?
They caught the guy about 10 years ago. I'm not exactly sure how much time he did or what time he did. I just know he was released on bail, and I feel that he never really had to pay for anything that he did. And I want to know why they keep resetting the court dates and will I ever have trial? Will this nightmare ever end?
20 some odd years ago and no trial.
Nope. They keep pushing it back. And I feel like it's because he's so old now. They just don't, it's not a priority to them. It's an old case. He's an old man now.
That's crazy.
But they don't feel it's right. Yeah. Well, the DA's office, they don't call me back or anything either. I'm literally left with no answers.
We're all stunned right now.
By the way, can we get off air? Can we get the name and stuff? So I can contain my anger. I can at least direct it towards calling the DA's office.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah. I can help you with that.
That's just, sorry. Okay, I know this is not.
So Gary,
I'm an open book about it. I'm very
open. Gary, will she ever, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say this because I think this is what everybody's thinking. Gary, will she ever get justice? Justice. I'm making air quotes. Or is this as good as it gets?
You know, I wish I could say something nice and good and something that would give you closure. And I think that the reason why they didn't push through is because they botched the case really badly. And there was a couple of things that occurred that were real, real bad from the, say, DA side when they caught the guy. And unfortunately, they realized that they don't have anything. And so that's...
Really, they have DNA evidence. They took DNA from when I was a kid. They had his blood on my shirt.
I agree with you. I'm on your side. Keep that in mind.
I feel like, I feel like maybe they lost it because that was a big family for my question, if they could pull that from evidence.
Is that what you're saying?
Kind of never answered.
Well, it feels like to me that they might have just done exactly that because they messed up. They made some gigantic mistakes, and so that's really what happened. And so it's not that they wouldn't want to do everything to this fellow that all the rest of us probably want to do, but they messed up the case. And so I'm just telling you, I don't know if that gives you closure to make you understand it, but that's the truth is what I see. And so unfortunately, they don't have what they had. And so if they had DNA evidence, obviously they did lose it. And from what you're saying, they kind of came back like that, like maybe they did. Well, I think they did. And so that's really what the problem is in this. And so, unfortunately, that's what that is. Let me just, if I can, try to clear some of the traumas that are around all this thing, okay? Because it's pretty thick. It's pretty thick with you. When I look at you, you're mad about it. And so when I look at you, you're in a black box. And so to where you just, have a hard time getting through it, moving on. I just cracked that off of you. There's a bunch of dark demons, and I see a little child spirit that's sitting over in the corner, crying with her thumb in her mouth. And so, and basically, I'm just clearing this off and getting your child spirit back closer. Now, can you just ask God for your child spirit? Can you just say, God, give me my child spirit back, please?
God, can you give me my child spirit back, please?
And there you go. And it went right inside you. See, you feel warm. You feel really, really,
yes,
really warm. Really, really warm. And so now, honey, that's all that I can do is get you. I'm just the guy in the middle, kind of, helping you out here.
Well,
But God just gave you your child spirit back, and that'll heal you up, and you'll find your sense of joy now and your sense of trust, and you'll find that you'll be okay again. And so that was your problem. That was your problem all these years. Now you got your child spirit back. You'll be okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
Chrissy, is this a work number for you?
That's my cell phone.
No kidding. How'd you do that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you. We'll be in touch. Can I just say that? We'll be in touch.
Yeah.
And I don't know to what level. My belief is we should be able to get you an answer. And my other belief is, and I'm just speculating, I am not an attorney. I know a couple of them. I mean, I've run across the DA before. My guess is that if they did screw it up and lose stuff or whatever, they don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
So you may have to sign away some sort of rights to get the answers you want.
Well, that's fine. It makes a lot of sense to me because they've been really passive about it. Kind of when I bring it up, you just don't really talk about it too much. And it makes sense. Like, I've kind of got that feeling for caught him 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, just allow yourself to be okay, and you move on yourself, and then, do your best to get them to do whatever you can, but you just be in one piece now. That's the most important thing, okay? Be in one piece.
Can I ask you one more thing, Gary?
Oh,
do I need to worry about my kids, my girls?
Oh, because of this guy?
Yes.
No.
What part of town do you live in, if you don't mind me asking? Just like general.
We're in
Henderson. Super general.
Henderson.
I'm just telling you, I would imagine I can think of seven guys. Spence wants to go right now and stand in your yard with like a machete.
No, I'd rather stand in his yard.
And a rusty pitchfork. Just something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You shouldn't worry about anything. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
I think.
Well, thank you guys. I appreciate everything.
Yeah.
You're going to feel better.
Thank you.
Okay.
I feel better a lot. I feel kind of light right now.
Good.
Good.
You good. Because I can tell the three of us are pissed.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I had a lot of time to digest.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.